Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, we talked about the time just a few years ago when Colorado Right to Life got kicked out of National Right to Life. It was a shocker of all shockers. But it did happen, and it's part of the record, the historical record. And I stated that we would air the audio. This is audio, an unauthorized recording of testimony that I gave before the board, the National Right to Life board, about 50 board members, members from each state affiliate, gather once a year in the morning before the start of their annual convention. And this was in Kansas City, Missouri. And the statement I made, I think I was interrupted once or twice, but the statement takes about 9 minutes to air. So I'd like to let you hear that, and then feel free if you'd like to call in to talk about what's been going on since that time in 2007, the extraordinary development of the personhood movement. Of course, at the time, Colorado Right to Life considered, the board members considered, should we simply sever our relationship with National Right to Life? Should we just break ties? And that's somewhat anticlimactic. Or should we do our best to confront them with the failed strategy and the immoral strategy of defending, supporting, overlooking politicians who kill any number of innocent children as long as they're Republicans, and of regulating child killing, and all the horror that comes along with that kind of failed and immoral strategy. So we decided to confront National Right to Life and force their hand. Not that they were forced, they're adults, right? Mitt Romney cannot be forced to implement homosexual marriage. He's an adult. We didn't force their hand, but we gave them every opportunity to kick us out. And they did. And within a couple hours of them voting to kick out Colorado Right to Life, we opened the hospitality suite on the penthouse floor, 40 floors above their convention in the Hyatt, downtown Kansas City. So we got the audio ready. All right. So this is an unauthorized recording. So the audio quality is not the best, but you should be able to hear it. And it is me testifying before the board at the National Right to Life annual board meeting.
And today, he's Charlie Denver is accompanied by Bob Enyart from Colorado, and he has asked that they share the mic during their 15 minutes. So, you gentlemen, come up.
I am Bob Enyart, a member of Colorado Right to Life, and one of the co-signers with Colorado Right to Life of the ad that was just mentioned. You have to be pretty angry as a pro-life organization to threaten to sue another pro-life organization, and it's my job to explain to you why we are angry. Colorado Right to Life put National Right to Life on notice of an intent to sue, partly because of fraudulent fundraising. Dr. Dobson, on Monday, put on his website in writing and sent out an email blast to hundreds of thousands of pro-lifers that the partial birth abortion ban does not save a single baby, not one. We have been documenting that admission from leader after leader in the pro-life movement after 15 years since that technique was introduced through the media. We've been documenting the truth after 15 years of an effort that has raised over $250 million by our major pro-life leaders and organizations. And only now, after all that time was wasted and all that money raised, only now are our leaders being compelled to admit the truth that this effort resulted in a ban and a ruling that does not have the authority to save one innocent child. And that should have been told to the donors from the beginning. It's time to evaluate the quarter century strategy and goals of National Right to Life. Two strategy goals. First, since Republicans tend to be pro-life, by electing them...
Madam Chair,
I would like to explain why you have been put on notice for this lawsuit.
That's not the purpose of the presentation.
Well, sure it is. We are being disenfranchised from Colorado Right to Life because of our strategy disagreement with the committee. And if you don't want to hear what our strategy disagreement is, then perhaps you could stop this message. But this is an 8-minute message that I beg you to listen to.
Now, the presenter is within his bounds. Thank you.
National Right to Life has a two-pronged strategy. First, since Republicans tend to be pro-life, by electing them, we will get judges who honor a culture of life. Two, if we regulate child killing, there will be virtually no downside, and we will end abortion more quickly. Here's the reality. Remember that it was a Republican governor of Colorado, John Love, who signed the first law permitting abortion for rape, incest, and health. Remember, it was a Republican justice, Harry Blackmun, who wrote Roe v. Wade. Remember that it was a Republican majority who voted the 7-2 Roe v. Wade law into force. It is a Republican judge who wrote the recent Ninth Circuit ruling against the words under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. The federal judiciary is overwhelmingly pro-choice. If you've noticed that, recall that Republican presidents have nominated 60% of the federal judiciary. 60% are our judges from our pro-life presidents, and they are overwhelmingly pro-choice. Terri Schiavo was killed by judicial fiat. And did you notice who the judges were who ruled to kill her, starting with George Greer, Republican pro-life judge? It went to the 11th Circuit. We have six judges on the 11th Circuit, appointed by Ronald Reagan, George Bush, and George W. Bush. We have six judges. They could have stopped it. Every one of them voted to allow Terri Schiavo to be killed. All six of our Republican pro-life judges, including William Pryor. Seven of the nine Supreme Court justices sitting today are Republican justices, and not one supports personhood. Not one. Pro-lifers are deceived into thinking, for example, that Antonin Scalia is pro-life. But I want to quote to you what he said at the Pew Forum in 2002. He said this. He said, "I will strike down a law that is the opposite of Roe v. Wade. Those who want every state to prohibit abortion are wrong." That's what Antonin Scalia said at the Pew Forum. No state has the right to set up extermination camps or abortion clinics. The misguided strategy of the pro-life movement by regulating child killing has destroyed the ability of pro-lifers to understand right from wrong, and we can't even any longer discern what it means to be pro-life. The partial birth abortion ruling did not ban partial birth abortion. It modified it by 4 inches, repeatedly stating that the abortionist could pull the baby out to the navel and then kill the baby. That is not a ban. They say the abortionist could do a partial birth abortion, a standard textbook one, if the mother's overdilated and the baby comes out to the neck and they could kill it. And these things have been obvious since the beginning of the ban. And we have provided cover to pro-choice politicians, even Democrats, who would say, I'm not an extremist. I supported the partial birth abortion ban. We wasted 15 years while 20 million kids have died. We spent $250 million as an industry for a ban that does not have the authority to save one life. You guys are worried about what's growing out in Colorado. I'll tell you what's growing in Washington, D.C. It's called the abortion weed. Child-killing regulations, that's what National Right to Life is really good at. Child-killing regulations prune the abortion weed and strengthen its roots.
I expected that during this time that we would not have a speaker that would be going against or taking issue with the aims and goals of National Right to Life. And calling National Right to Life an organization that supports child-killing.
No, I didn't say that, sir. Child-killing regulations.
What you said is strange.
Child-killing regulations. Of course, National Right to Life seeks to eventually uphold the personhood of the child. But National Right to Life supports child-killing regulations. And I'm almost done. Child-killing regulations prune the abortion weed and strengthen its root. This approach makes abortion appear more humane. We don't have partial birth abortion. And it makes it appear more reasonable to the voting public and our officials because there are waiting periods and parental consent. Yet National Right to Life has never once, as far as we can document, even acknowledged the potential downside of child-killing regulations. I'd like to quote to you from the Indiana Code on Informed Consent, Title 16, Section 34. Abortion shall be criminal. This will keep abortion legal in Indiana once Roe v. Wade is overturned. Our laws will keep abortion legal. And I'll quote to you from Professor Charles Rice, Notre Dame Law School, who has stated explicitly that when Roe v. Wade is overturned, hundreds of our pro-life laws will keep abortion legal. Here's an example from Indiana, Title 16. Abortion shall be a criminal act except if the woman has filed her consent. What that means is the day Roe v. Wade is overturned, that one, there are hundreds, that one pro-life law will keep abortion legal in Indiana. And I have a question for you. How many children will be killed after Roe v. Wade is overturned by the authority of our pro-life laws? Dr. Rice said, and I quote, if the court says the states can regulate abortion, that's the equivalent of overturning Roe v. Wade, then to protect the right to life, you would have to get rid of the pro-life abortion laws. Because in Indiana, they could continue killing children by our authority that we put on the books. And I ask you this, have you once heard that brought up as a concern by Wanda Franz? Once. Have you once heard that brought up as a concern by this committee, National Right to Life? How many months, years, or decades will it take us to repeal our pro-life laws? Sir, you're laughing. You're laughing. Do you think that when the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, that that law will not keep abortion legal in Indiana? It will.
All right. And my time was up. And then National Right to Life proceeded to vote, and I think we actually got 8 votes to keep us within the National Right to Life affiliate relationship. So since then, since 2007, now at that time, that was June 2007, the partial birth abortion ban was issued in April of 2007, the ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. Upholding the so-called ban, the alleged ban, and it's the most brutally violent ruling ever issued by the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a late-term abortion manual explaining how to kill the same baby in vicious ways so that it would be legal and comply with the Supreme Court and with Congress and with the PBA ban. So that ruling came out in April. Within a week of that ruling, we had our 40 years in the wilderness event, 40 years in the wilderness, 40 years to the very day when Colorado's Republican governor signed our first law decriminalizing child killing in various circumstances. And then we went to testify at National Right to Life's convention at their board meeting. And then we opened the hospitality suite 40 floors above that event. And so I'm going to go to the phones in a moment. But if you could think through what has happened, our number 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. If you think through what has happened since then, because whenever a group or a leader proposed a personhood bill, a personhood amendment, personhood legislation, anything that would call for the enforcement of the baby's right to life, National Right to Life squashed it. They crushed it. They kicked out groups. They kicked out leaders for decades. Every time a leader said, we need to fight for the right to life, they were the enemy and they were kicked out. And then all of a sudden, Colorado Right to Life is called divisive. Why are we divisive when National Right to Life spent 30 years kicking out leaders, discouraging people with a vision for victory, kicking groups out of their organization because the groups wanted to fight for the right to life? They could be sued just for their name because it's a fraudulent fundraising tactic. So then Christy Burton came to Colorado Right to Life and said, we'd like to get personhood on the ballot. And Colorado Right to Life said, let's do it. Let's do it. And we'll support you 100%. So praise God for that. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Best-selling author Greg Jackson, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, and what a fabulous talk show host from Los Angeles and Boston. Greg Jackson, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob, can you hear me okay? I'm way up in the hinterland up here in Wyoming today.
I sure can hear you. Can you hear us on the air?
I can, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're regional, brother.
Praise God.
You're regional. That was the first time, Bob, that I had heard that from National Right to Life, and I want to applaud you for your leadership and your boldness and your courage under fire, because what I've realized over the past couple of years, and you know this because you're in our latest book where we interviewed you, you're our subject matter expert on these fraudulent pro-life groups that are really part of an industry bilking and deceiving millions of Christian, well-meaning Christian and conservative pro-lifers who think that they're making a difference. But I think, Bob, that the truth is that groups like Jim Bopp's National Right to Life are wolves in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
They have an evil spirit about them. I believe that, you know, when you go to the book of Revelation, Jesus says, I wish that you were hot or cold, but the lukewarm I will vomit from my mouth.
Yeah.
And that is their spirit. That's
Greg Jackson, I think you're
lukewarm.
Right. James Bopp, who's the general counsel for National Right to Life for 30 years, he's currently on the Mitt Romney campaign committee.
I emailed him today, Bob, and I said, you should be ashamed of yourself that you, as the chief counsel for National Right to Life for so many years, as a self-described pro-lifer, is supporting a man. It just came out today, Bob, that Mitt Romney's company, Bain Capital, while Romney was still running the place, was heavily invested in the Stericycle or whatever it's
Stericycle, right here in Denver, Colorado, Greg. Stericycle is a national company that deals with medical waste, and they have long had a contract with Planned Parenthood to remove the fetuses, the dead babies. Now, they sell the body parts to researchers like at a university hospital in Denver. They send off through a medical waste facility, Stericycle, the parts of the baby's body that they can't sell. And Mitt Romney has lied now for years about his relationship with Stericycle. He claimed to have no part in the leadership of Bain Capital when they were investing and making money, and they were a significant shareholder in Stericycle. And it turns out now the SEC document has been released. Mitt Romney's name is on the document as one of the significant shareholders of Stericycle.
He's got blood on his hands, and this is what people need to realize. There's a spiritual component here, and that is that, as you say all the time, Bob, you don't jump from, you know, from one man, evil man's arms into another.
Yeah.
The National Right to Life in this phony pro-life industry that has been created is symptomatic of a spiritual, of a much larger spiritual problem. And when we forget and when we compromise on God's word, we get the National Right to Life. We get the Mitt Romneys, the Jim Bobs, and their ilk, because they prey off of Christians, well-meaning Christians. And so I'm hoping, Bob, that people that are listening to your program today that heard that testimony that you gave to National Right to Life will figure out that they don't really want to end abortion. They make money off it. And I'm talking about the leadership. Without abortion, without regulating abortion, they wouldn't have jobs. They wouldn't have the six-figure incomes.
Well, we know that. In fact, your book does a tremendous job of documenting fraudulent national pro-family ministries and leaders that have become wildly wealthy and have done little to nothing, but more so they have harmed the unborn child and the family, the body of Christ, the morality of the Christians attending churches. They've undermined it all. And so, Greg, thank you and Steve Dace, who's a Salem radio talk show host, town hall columnist, for exposing what's going on. And what we need to do is, I think that we have the advantage now. We are on the offense. And this was different in 2007. We were on the defense. But now, Greg, I happen to know, because I've been doing this for 20 years.
You got to be on offense, Bob.
We are on offense. The personhood movement is growing all over the country. And I happen to know that a large amount of money that used to flow to the regulators and the exceptions are now helping to teach the public that the unborn child has a God-given right to life for personhood. That's happened. That shift has happened, and that's getting the attention of the fundraisers, the politicians, and the lawyers who had hijacked the pro-life movement back a quarter of a century ago.
Amen. I mean, I happen to think that there's a need to pass personhood legislation, and I applaud it and support it. But by the same token, I believe that any politician, any governor who claims to be pro-life, who doesn't stop the murder of innocent children and close down the abortuaries, is in violation of their sacred oath, because I already believe that the life of the preborn baby is protected, is guaranteed under the 5th and 14th Amendments of the United States Constitution. Mm. And most importantly, by God's law, thou shalt not murder. We know it's a person. Blackmun knew if it was a person, that baby would be protected by the Constitution.
Right. Even Harry Blackmun. All right. Well, so, Greg, yeah. So,
but without guys like Greg Jackson and Bob Eniart as governors, I guess that, unfortunately, we have to collect signatures and pass personhood.
That's a good point.
Because our elected officials won't do the right thing.
Right. Because as a Judge Roy Moore or an Alan Keyes would tell you clearly, that a governor should not permit an abortion business to operate in his state.
By the way.
Tom Hoefling, who's running for president.
And pro-lifers can't say they don't have an alternative. You do. His name is Tom Hoefling.
Right,
exactly. The 100% true pro-person.
And he's on the ballot for president in Colorado and elsewhere. So, hey, Greg Jackson, thank you so much for calling in, and from up in Wyoming, no less. God bless you. Appreciate Greg so much and his extraordinary books. So, if you go to AmericanRightToLife.org, of course, our website, KGOV.com, with today's show summary, and then we'll link to American Right to Life's partial birth abortion page. On one page, you'll be absolutely stunned to find out the excerpts from the ruling itself, which our Christian ministries celebrated. The excerpts, they're violently brutal. They're utterly wicked, with the U.S. Supreme Court talking about what the abortionist could do to that same baby, removing parts of the baby, tearing off an arm or a leg. They said that is not prohibited. The abortionist must find different and less shocking methods to abort the fetus. They say perhaps he could just give an injection that kills the fetus. That's an alternative. And National Right to Life and James Dobson celebrated this ruling. That's like Nazi judges saying, look, we got to stop burying Jews alive. It's shocking. We got to find alternative ways to kill them. Maybe a gas, maybe a Zyklon B. And we talk about that in our Focus on the Strategy 2 DVD, which, by the way, you can get 5 or 10 of them at very inexpensive prices to share them with others, or you could see it online for free. Just go to AmericanRightToLife.org/Focus2. You know, number two, focus, number two, focus two. And so Dr. Dobson wrote, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. And you see Alan Keyes in an extraordinary YouTube video that's only about 20 seconds long. At our event, at the Capitol, in the Supreme Court chambers where our Republican governor signed Colorado's first law decriminalizing child killing, and Alan Keyes utterly condemned the partial birth abortion ruling. How could anyone support this evil, evil ruling that violates the law of God, the law of man? And so National Right to Life has been caught. They've been caught. This effort is fraudulent. And so what's happened is the judges that were inclined to have a Judeo-Christian worldview and to believe that when God said, thou shalt not murder, that's relevant, all those judges have been turned away from the right to life of the unborn child. They are now all legal positivists. All of them, they're moral relativists. They say, our job is to uphold the law. We ignore our own principles. We ignore any belief in God. We merely uphold the law. And so Antonin Scalia said at Pepperdine University, he was asked, well, if you did that and you were a judge in Germany, what would have happened to you? And he said, well, I guess I would have been prosecuted at Nuremberg. Do you realize what he was saying? He knew what he was saying. He was saying, by my judicial philosophy, as long as they pass a law to kill Jews or lynch blacks or to slaughter babies, I'll uphold it as long as they follow the process. They're murderers. They're murderers. And the Bible warns us against people who find ways to justify, to tolerate, to support, to look the other way. And God says, you knew it. You knew it, you saw it, you heard it, you knew it, you're guilty. And so please help with the personhood movement here in Colorado and around the country. Please help support American Right to Life. In fact, Colorado Right to Life needs your help. And in this fifth year anniversary of this event, you could go to their website, coloradorighttolife.org/donate. You know, Bob and Yurt Live, we're always in dire need of funds, but we're forever encouraging people to give money to other ministries. Because what's the difference? Who gets the money? Who gets the credit? It doesn't matter. What matters is that we love God and we love our neighbor, that we do what's right. We stop lying. A lot of pro-life Christians, they want to be lied to. They want to believe that they're supporting a pro-life politician when it's overwhelmingly obvious they're supporting a child killer who wants to destroy marriage and destroy the family. He's a socialist. Just go to ProLifeProfiles.com, click on Mitt Romney's face, and you will see the lies that you are told by Christian leaders and by Fox News about Mitt Romney. But if you're one of the ones who want to be lied to, then tune on over to KHOW right now. KHOW Radio. Hey, God bless you.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.